الله أكبر 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 كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله العظيم بكرة وأصيلا الحمد لله البر الرحيم غافر الذنب وقابل التوب شديد العقاب ذي الطول لا إله إلا هو إليه المصير أحمده على ما أنعم علينا من آلائه العظيمة التي لا تحصى أحمده على نعمة الإسلام أحمده على نعمة الأهل والولد أحمده على نعمة العافية والسلامة في كندا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وخاتم أنبيائه وخيرة خلقه وحبيبه اللهم صل وسلم عليه وصل على آله وصحابته ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم اجعلنا منهم أما بعد Brothers and sisters, I praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His countless blessings. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His gift of life, faith, health and family. I thank Him for honoring us to experience another blessed month of Ramadan. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the peace, security and freedom we enjoy in this beautiful country of ours called Canada. Brothers and sisters, I wish you all a most joyous and happy Eid. Today, when we gather here to celebrate Eid, we experience mixed feeling of joy and grief. We rejoice in celebrating Eid after completing the month of fasting. Allah wants us to express joy and thank Him for honoring us to complete the month-long fast. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us this great opportunity. We pray that He accepts all of our good deeds in the blessed month. We also pray that He honors us to witness many more Ramadans. Brothers and sisters, we feel sad that the blessed month of Ramadan has departed us. Ramadan brought us together. We pray together. We listen to the beautiful recitations of the Quran. We broke our fast together. It was indeed a tremendous blessing. Now all of this is gone. Ramadan came to help us renew our faith. Ramadan brought us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as we fasted, prayed and deepened our spiritual awareness. Ramadan helped us to break bad habits and develop positive habits. Ramadan instilled in us empathy for the poor. Through fasting, we tasted the bitter taste of hunger and thirst that millions of our fellow human beings all over the world experience on a daily basis. It made us aware of our responsibility to share the blessings that we enjoy with the less fortunate, and thus take direct responsibility to fight hunger and poverty, not only in our own province and country, but also everywhere in the world. We learn how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala connected feeding the poor with the prayer. أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُ الْيَتِيمِ وَلَا يَحُلُّ وَلَا طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ Has thou ever considered the kind of man who gives the lie to religion or all moral law? Behold, it is this kind of man that thrusts the orphan away and feels no urge to feed the poor and the needy. Brothers and sisters, Ramadan reminded us of the shortness of our life in this world and taught us to prepare for our journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that the blessed month of Ramadan has departed, we ought to reflect on relating the lessons learned to our daily lives.
Ramadan was a training course to develop mindfulness of Allah so that we take responsibility to change ourselves. This calls for taking tangible steps. I would mention 3 points for us to take with us to the weeks and months ahead of us. Invest in our future. Integrate to the society and contribute to it positively by reliving the universal values of Islam. Reconnect ourselves with the Quran and the nature around us. Let me start with the first point. What do we mean by investing in our future? I mean 2 things. Firstly, we ought to remind ourselves that we are travelers in this world. Our final destination is the hereafter. Sooner or later, we will face death and meet our Lord. We need to prepare for it. If we don't, we will regret it at the time of death, as Allah reminds us in the Quran. When we are in the throes of death, we would be crying out in vain. رَبِّ رَجِعُوا لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِيمَا تَرَكْتُ. My Lord, return me once again so that I can do some good works. The investment for the Akhirah is the legacy of good works we do. Allah says, وَقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ مُلَاقُوا. And send forward for your life hereafter. And be mindful of Allah. And know that you will meet Him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminded us, إِذَا مَاتَ الْإِنسَانُ إِنْقَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ صَدَقَةٍ جَارِيَةٍ أو ولد أو علم يندفع به أو ولد صالح يدعو له. When a person dies, he is cut off from all of his works except 3. An ongoing charity has instituted. Righteous children, beneficial knowledge that he has imparted, and righteous children he has trained who shall pray for him. Secondly, the only way we can translate this into practice is by setting up institutions that will strive to make Islam a living reality in our life and the life of our children and grandchildren. Unfortunately, I must say we are still focusing on building mosques. We need to go beyond this to build viable institutions, to train and amend our leaders through effective spiritual and moral training and education. Mosque alone would not serve this purpose unless we model our mosque on the model of the Prophet's mosque. The Prophet's mosque was a spiritual oasis, an educational institution, and a community center. The second point I must stress is we ought to integrate Islam to our milieu here by imbibing the universal values of Islam. We cannot simply hope to keep Islam alive in the lives of our children and grandchildren unless we relate it to the real life situations. It is here that we need institutions. It is here that the need for institutions comes. Institutions empowering Muslims for tackling issues facing them in this milieu. One of the greatest obstacles facing us today is when we confuse Islam with the cultural baggage we have inherited. Islam must be lived as a moral, as a spiritual and moral vision, and not as a set of inherited, inflexible dogmas and rituals. Islam in the past was successful only because of its creative and synthetic nature. Thanks to this, it successfully integrated races, different races and ethnicities, by creating new cultural forms. Let us therefore empower our children and instill in them the true Islamic vision of Tawheed. This calls for a spiritual revival. Relating Islam to our milieu calls for taking responsibility to change our society. We cannot do so by living in cocoons. Rather, we need to participate in the nation building. Islam calls us to serve as witnesses of truth and justice. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّامِنَ بِالْقِسْطِ شُهَدَاءَ لِلَّهِ وَيُهُ بِلِيمٍ. Be ever steadfast in upholding equity, bearing witness to the truth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, brothers and sisters, powerful forces are at work in this country to move it away from its great pluralistic and democratic tradition, to make it less and less inclusive, thus creating different levels of citizenship. Muslims ought to stand united to reverse this trend. We need to exercise our voting power. If we don't, I am afraid we will only be blaming ourselves. The Prophet ﷺ taught us to act morally and responsibly, and warned us against being opportunists simply flowing with the tide. The third point I would like to stress is our need to reconnect with the twin revelations, the Quran and nature. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to fast in order to commemorate the revelation of the Quran. So it behooves us to strengthen our relationship with the Quran. The Quran came to change our moral vision. It calls for reflection and molding ourselves in the mold of Tawheed. We cannot benefit from the Quran unless we reflect upon the message and read it in conjunction with the other great work of revelation, the nature. Reflection of the Quran and contemplation of nature must go hand in hand. That is the Quranic prescription for building morally responsible individuals who shall serve as stewards of the earth. Let us therefore come back to Allah through His revelation and change our destiny. This is the way to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and follow his sunnah. This was the secret of his success as a leader. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide our steps and inspire us all to follow the beautiful example of the Messenger of Mercy. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept us in His mercy and forgive our sins and mistakes. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our prayers, fasts, charities and devotions in the blessed month, and grant us many more Ramadans to redeem ourselves. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower His mercy on those who have passed away, brothers and sisters, young and old. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He brings ease and comfort to those suffering from diseases, afflictions, fears, worries and anxieties. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send down healing and cure on those who are sick and afflicted. And may the beneficent Lord soothe the fears of those who are suffering from fears, remove their anxieties and fill their hearts with peace. May He inspire us with patience to accept His decree and surrender to His will. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replace the suffering of those who are suffering with bliss in the next world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and our children and grandchildren from the winds of agnosticism, atheism and materialism sweeping all around us. May the beneficent Lord bless us all to remain steadfast, and may He illuminate our hearts with conviction, firm conviction and faith in His promises and the realities of heaven and hell. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to inspire our youth to find partners to form fulfilling marriage relationships. And may He grant us all joy in our spouses and children and grandchildren, and make us all role models for the virtuous people. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy on the millions who are struggling under varying conditions of occupation, tyranny and oppression, and denial of basic human rights. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them victory in the struggle for freedom, dignity and justice. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. الحمد لله الحمد لله على نعمة الإسلام وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Now join me in prayer in Arabic. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم ارحمنا برحمتك الواسعه التي وسعت كل شيء. اللهم تقبل منا صلاتنا وصيامنا وقيامنا وطاعتنا كلها، ولا تخزنا يوم الدين. اللهم يا رحمن يا رحيم، نسألك بأسمائك الحسنى أن تشفي مرضانا وترحم موتانا. اللهم اشفهم شفاء من عندك تاما لا يغادر سقما. اللهم اهدنا وثبت أقدامنا. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على الحق. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم اهد رجالنا ونساءنا وشبابنا وردهم الى دينك ربا جميلا. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. اللهم انصر المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم كن لهم عونا ونصيرا على اعدائهم. اللهم عليك باعدائهم واجعل الدائره عليهم وارنا فيهم عجائب قدرتك. اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الامور كلها واستر عوراتنا وامن رواتنا واجعل خير اعمالنا خواتيمها واجعل خير ايامنا يوم لقائك يا ارحم الراحمين. ربنا تقبل منا. اللهم احينا مسلمين وتوفنا مؤمنين والحقنا بالصالحين. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم، وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم، واغفر لنا يا غافر المذنبين. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Once again I wish you all a most joyous Eid Mubarak. من العيدين كل عام وانتم بخير. تقبل الله طاعتنا وطاعتكم، والسلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته.